This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A suicide bombing inside one of Kabul's educational institutions has killed at least 48 people, wounded dozens of others. A Kabul police spokesman said the attack happened late in the afternoon while students were attending classes. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. The Taliban has denied involvement in Wednesday's blast. Rescuers in Italy are continuing the search for a second day through tons of broken concrete and twisted steel for more survivors and bodies after a bridge collapse killed at least 39 people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Angelo Borelli, the head of Genoa's Civil Protection Department, says around 1,000 rescuers have been working since after the bridge collapsed on Tuesday to search for any possible missing persons. The collapse of Morandi Bridge sent dozens of cars and three trucks plunging as much as 150 feet as many Italian families were on the roads ahead of a popular national vacation period. Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has announced that three children are among the dead, and the Albanian authorities say two of their nationals lost their lives too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. on Wednesday sanctioned companies in China, Russia and Singapore, it says, were violating the trade embargo with North Korea. This is Washington's latest effort to keep pressure on Pyongyang to end its nuclear weapons development. The U.S. Treasury accused China's Dalian Sun Moon Star International Logistics Trading Company, along with its Singapore-based affiliate SINSMS, of falsifying documents to ease illicit shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea that netted the companies more than $1 billion a year. The sanctions freeze any assets that may have or they may have in the U.S. and blocks Americans from doing business with them. This is VOA News.